Imagine being offered the most amazing job, CEO of the biggest company, leader of a great group of people. How exciting would it be for you? Amazing. I've reached such an incredible milestone. Imagine how it's going to be when I tell my friends. Imagine how it's going to be when I tell my parents. I've made it. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the same spot. God comes to him and says, I got a job for you. I mean, you're talking about leading the Jewish people. Amazing. And yet, what's his response? His response is, no way, not interested, not for me. And Moshe Rabbeinu spends a long time, possibly a whole week, arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, this job is not for me, find someone else. And in the end, he finally says, pick my brother, send him, shlach l'naviyad tishlach, send the one you normally send. And Hashem gets angry at him and says, just go. The amazing thing is that if you look at the Haftorah, not the one that Ashkenazim read, but the Haftorah that Sfardim read this week, it's actually the Haftorah of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu's story, in some ways, is so similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's someone who's chosen to lead the Jewish people, who resists, says, I am not interested, God. No, thank you. Find someone else. Someone else will be able to deliver this message. And God says, no, Yirmiyahu, you're the one that has to go. And if you watch Yirmiyahu's life, and you watch it really carefully, you see someone who's so conflicted. Because on the one hand, he is so dedicated to God. And he's so dedicated to the Jewish people. And yet you see the inner turmoil, the conflict, the frustration of someone who has a job that he really has no interest in. And he knows on some level his job is so pointless because he just doesn't believe it's going to matter. What makes Yirmiyahu the leader of the Jewish people? Why does God choose Yirmiyahu? Because Yirmiyahu cares. Yirmiyahu cares so much about the Jewish people that when the Jewish people fail and he sees that they don't make it to where he thinks they can, Yirmiyahu is broken. Yirmiyahu is able to cry with the people, care with the people, and give them hope when hope is all is lost. The people that God chooses to be the leaders of the Jewish people are not going to be the people that want the job. Those are the wrong people. Pirkei Avos says that that kavod is one of the fastest things. If you run towards kavod, you have no chance, you won't catch up. If you run away from kavod, kavod will always overcome and catch up to you. I believe that's the greatness of Yirmiyahu, and that's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not interested in the job. And God says, precisely for that reason, you don't want it. I need you to take it. You're not going to go and show off to all your friends. You're not going to show off to your parents. But you'll be as dedicated as you can to the Jewish people throughout your entire career. That is truly greatness. And perhaps that's the thematic connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Looking forward to learning together next week.